ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः। ओम गणानां त्वगणपतिं भवामहे। स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने। अरायवरथनाभो संहता यत्र नाड्यः। अरायवरथनाभो संहता यत्र नाड्यः। See, when I do this book, Mundaka Upanishad, even if you go and listen to the unfoldment of the Bhashyam anywhere, you cannot find a better unfoldment than this book has. To read this book, you have thorough understanding. That's why I was, in my absence, I requested Sachin and Matthew, all of them, whoever was possible to read together, and you can read individually also. Please go through this every mantra repeatedly, read the meaning again and again from the beginning. See that you have thorough understanding of every mantra here. This is only a notes, complete notes this is. Okay, please don't miss it. Go straight away to the sixth mantra. Araiva Rathanabho. Araiva Rathanabho. संहता यत्र नाड्यः। संहता यत्र नाड्यः। स एषोऽन्तश्चरते। स एषोऽन्तश्चरते। बहुधा जायमानः। बहुधा जायमानः। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। तमसः परस्तात्। नमसः परस्तात्। शृंगेरि मठ, whoever goes and recites the entire Bhagavad Gita without looking into the book, they, to encourage the study, they give 40,000 rupees as price. Okay. Now I'm telling, we'll also give prizes here if you can memorize the whole of Mundaka Upanishad mantras. Araiva Rathanabho Samhata Yatra Nadyaha. अराइव रथनाभो संहतायत्र नाड्यः। स एषोऽन्तश्चरते। स एषोऽन्तश्चरते। स एषोऽन्तश्चरते। बहुधा जायमानः। बहुधा जायमानः। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। ओमित्येवं ध्यायथ आत्मानम्। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। तमसः परस्तात्। तमसः परस्तात्। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। तमसः परस्तात्। स्वस्ति वः पाराय। तमसः परस्तात्। Let us see the literal meaning first before we go to the unfoldment of this mantra. Araha. The word araha, arau, araha. not arihi. You know, the word arihi, you all know. Arihi means enemy. But haraha means Lord Shiva. But here it is araha. Araha. And plural is araha. Araha, araha. Araha means a spoke. A spoke is called araha. Araha, the spokes. Eva. Eva is an indeclinable word. Araha is akaranta shabd, pullinga shabdaha. Araha, arau, araha. A spoke and the spokes. Now, Eva. Eva means, Eva is an indeclinable word which means like. Similar. Eva means like. Like, just as, yatha. Eva is in the sense of yatha, just as, Eva. Rathanabhau. Eva also means like, Eva also means just as. No, Rathanabhau. It is a Rathaha chariot. Rathaha chariot. Nabhihi naval. Rathaha chariot. Nabhihi naval. But when Rathanabhihi, Rathasya nabhihi, Rathanabhihi is a compound word. Rathasya nabhihi, Rathanabhihi. Rathanabhihi. So naval of the chariot. The literal meaning is what? Naval of the chariot. Rathanabhihi. But here, hub of the chariot wheel. Ratha chakrasya nabhihi. Look at this. Rathasya chakrasya nabhihi. I have to understand here. Rathasya chakrasya nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi. Ratha nabhihi. The word chakra is dropped. Madhyama padalopa samasa. And we will teach later on. Rathanabhihi. Actually, it literally means navel of the chariot. But actually speaking, navel of the wheel of the chariot. Navel of the wheel of the chariot means what? Hub of the wheel of the chariot. So chariots, wheels, hub is what? Rathachakranabhihi is mentioned here as Rathanabhihi. Okay, because even the chariot does not have a hub. The hub is of the wheel of the chariot. Rathasya chakrasya nabhihi. Ratha chakra nabhihi. That is given as ratha nabhihi. So, you don't go search for chakram there. Like I mentioned it, okay, see, understood. So the hub of the wheel of the chariot is Ratanabhihi. So Ratanabhau is the locative case of Ratanabhihi. Ratanabhihi. Ratanabhau means what? So Ratanabhihi, the hub of the wheel of the chariot. We can say now on the hub of the wheel of the chariot is Ratanabhau. Locative case. Ikaranta shabda Ratanabhau. Only see the word meanings first. Then samhata. Actually samhataha. Visarga has been dropped here. We take the word actually samhataha. Samhataha. Samhata participle. Actually so, samhataha. Sir. Converged. Samhataha converged. Samhataha, they all converge. All the spokes of the wheel of the chariot converge on the hub of the wheel. Therefore, samhataha converge. Samhataha. Yatra, where Yatra is indignable. Word again, relative expression, where Nadyaha is a plural word. Nadi. Singular word is Nadi, Nadyav, Nadyaha. So Nadi means the nerve. A nerve is Nadi. Nadyaha, all the nerves. The nerves, literal meaning. And then Saha, Yeshaha. Saha, you know, third person singular pronoun. Yeshaha also third person singular pronoun, which means that and this. Literally Saha, Yeshaha. Which means the Atma, Brahman, the limitless reality implied by the term Brahma is what? Ishwaraha, Lord of the universe. It says Saha. And Yeshaha, this Atma, this self. That reality is here as this self, Yeshaha. Break it, Yeshaha. Antascharate. Break it, Antaha Charate. Antaha Charate, Antascharate. Antaha means what? Antaha is indeclinable word, again, which means inside. Antaha, inside. Antaha. Charate, moves. Antaha, inside. Literally what Antaha means? Inside. But inside implies what? Here, within the mind. You can say grihasya antaha, inside of the house. Antaha literally means inside. But here inside implies the mind. Okay, in the mind. Antaha does not mean in the mind. Antaha literally means what? Inside only. In the context, inside of what? Inside of the mind. Therefore, in the mind. Within the mind. Okay. Antaha. Charate. Charate literally means moves. So obtains, exists. Bahudha. Again, Bahudha is also an indeclinable word. In various forms. Bahudha in various forms. Actually, Bahudha means in many forms. Jayamanaha. See, Jayate is what? Is born. Jayamanaha, being born. Jayate Shanach. I have to teach you this. Like Gacchati Gacchan. Atmanepadam Jayate Jayamanaha, being born. Om Iti Evam Dhyayata. Dhyayata. Dhyayatha, may you meditate. May you meditate. Dhyayatha, second person imperative verb, that's for may you simply, may meditate. Dhyayatha, may you meditate. Dhyayatha. What should meditate on? Om Iti. May you meditate. Om Iti. Atmanam Dhyayatha. May meditate upon this Atma. Atmanam Dhyayata means may meditate upon the Atma. How should meditate upon the Atma? As Om. Om Iti. As may meditate upon the Atma as Om means may you meditate upon the Atma using the Om as the Alambanam, or with the support of Omkara, with the help of Omkara. Then Swasti Vaha. Vaha Swasti. Vaha. Vaha is again the for you. Vaha for you, Swasti. Swasti means auspiciousness. Okay. So here we have to take it as what? May there be auspiciousness. May there be auspiciousness. Even though the word Swasti literally means what? Swasti means auspiciousness. So Swasti Vaha means may there be auspiciousness. May there be auspiciousness means may there be happy end, auspicious end. Okay. For you. You meditate upon Omkara with the support of, you meditate upon this Atma with the support of Omkara, and may there be auspicious, but meditation upon the self as Omkara with the help of Omkara should result in auspicious accomplishment. Just a minute. Tamasaha. Tamas is what? Sakaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Tamas means, literally means darkness. It also means ignorance. Tamas is ignorance. Tamasaha. Sixth case is what? Of the ignorance. Tamas, positive case of tamas is tamasaha, of the ignorance. Paraya. See, paraha, paraya, for overcoming, for crossing. Of the ignorance. Parastat. Parastat means beyond. For going beyond ignorance. Tamasaha parastat paraya. For crossing beyond ignorance, beyond. For going beyond ignorance. Parastat. And the literal meaning of the verse. Is it again? Now we've got all the meaning, words, meanings of all the words.
Araivarathanabho samhata yatra nadyaha.
When I'm chanting, when reciting the mantra, as the words, I'm dropping all the visargana, you see. Araha, I said. When I'm chanting,
Araivarathanabho samhata yatra nadyaha. Sayeshontascharate bahudha jayamanaha. Omityevam dhyayatha atmanam. Swasti vah paraya tamasah parastat.
See here, this mantra states where the absolute reality, Brahman, Brahma, is available for recognition. Where is it available for recognition? And this reality, which is of nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma, is available for recognition in the mind, within the mind. Atma is not just within the mind. Atma is everywhere. That's why it is implied by the term Atma, all pervasive. But where is available for recognition? Within the mind only. If you go and search for the Atma anywhere, you will be searching and searching and searching and searching and searching. Search will never come to an end. Why? Because even though Atma is everywhere, it is not available for recognition anywhere else. Only within the mind, Atma is available for recognition. And this all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual being, available for in within the mind, within the mind. Therefore, and may you discover that Atma, then dwell upon the nature of that Atma, and with the help of Omkaraha. Atmanam dhyayatha. Atmanam dhyayata is the instruction here. May you contemplate upon the Atma. May you dwell upon the Atma. What is Atma? All pervasive reality. How should you meditate upon the Atma? With the help of Omkaraha. Om iti Atmanam dhyayata. Okay, may you meditate upon the Atma. You meditate upon that Atma, what will be the benefit? Of course, you will have the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of that Atma. Once you have the clear understanding of what Atma is, and you will see that you will have resolved ignorance in the wake of the knowledge of that Atma. So, discover that Atma. Dwell upon that Atma, ascertain Atma Swarupam, then what will happen? You can have the ignorance resolved in that very Atma. Having the ignorance resolved in the very Atma is what? Going beyond ignorance. Having the ignorance of the Atma resolved in the very Atma, by discovering the Atma and ascertaining the Atma, dwelling upon the Atma, is what? Going beyond ignorance. Don't think going beyond ignorance, crossing beyond ignorance means going somewhere. No. Always remember, whenever the Upanishad mentions going beyond ignorance, means having the ignorance resolved, is going beyond ignorance. You can, to resolve the ignorance means, where will you resolve the ignorance? In its own truth. You can resolve the ignorance in its own Swarupam. And what is the truth of ignorance also? Swarupam of ignorance is the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of knowledge, and which is implied with the term Atma here. So discover the Atma, which is available for recognition within the mind, and dwell upon the Atma, ascertain the Swarupam, and have the ignorance resolved in its own Swarupam. It's called going beyond the Atma, the ignorance. And what is it Atma? That is, so once you discover the Atma, what is the benefit? Vaha swasti. Definitely, this dwelling upon the nature of the Atma, Atma Swarupam, will result in what will should culminate in the accomplishment of auspicious end in terms of moksha. Vaha swasti. So may there be auspicious end for you, means may there be moksha, which will be the culmination of this meditation upon the self, which happens as a result of having the ignorance resolved in the Atma. That's why, which is said, what is that Atma? That is beautifully said here. Where is the Atma available here? Yeshaha antaha charate. Antaha charate. You know, this Atma is always existing within the mind. And bahudha jayamanaha, manifesting in many, in various forms. Only Atma manifesting in many forms, in various forms. Bahudha jayamanaha. It's available as I, as this, as that. In any object, whatever knowledge of object is, whatever knowledge of any object is, that knowledge is what? Manifestation of the only Atma. The knowledge of existence of the self is manifestation of the Atma. Knowledge of the existence of the world is manifestation of the Atma. Knowledge of the manifestation of knowledge of any object in the world is manifestation of Atma. And how many objects are known? Many. That's why, and every piece of knowledge of any object is what? Various, innumerable, countless manifestations of Atma only. That's why it is said that only Atma, only reality, obtaining within the mind, manifesting in various forms, is what? Being born means what? Atma is not born. Manifesting in various forms, Atma is there, available. And that Atma, how is it? It is that Atma in which, you know, all the Nadyaha Samhataha, all the Nadis converge in that Atma. All the Nadis converge in that Atma means what? All the sense powers are, all the sense powers associated with the mind, okay? All the sense powers are associated with the mind, and the mind itself is what? And it is the mind where Atma is manifest. The reality is manifest as knowledge. Therefore, and how it is said, how everything is, all the nadis are clustered in the and there in the Atma, it is said, Rathanabho araha iva. Rathanabho araha iva. Atmani nadyaha samhataha santi. Okay, you have to say the complete sentence. Rathanabho yatha rathanabho araha samhataha. Tatha nadyaha atmani samhataha santi. Which means, see, just as the spokes, you must see the imagine the wheel and how all the spokes of the wheel, spokes of the wheel converge on the hub of the chariot wheel. So also, all the nerves converge on the hub, converge within, converge in Atma, where, within the mind where Atma is. All the nerves converge in the mind where Atma is. That we'll explain. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay. So being manifest in various forms, this Atma moves within the mind where all the nerves converge, just as the spokes converge on the hub of the wheel of the chariot. It's the full stop. So may you meditate upon this Atma. Evam means in this manner. Having Omkara as the support. And may that such meditation culminate in an auspicious end for you, in order to resolve the ignorance. In order to resolve the ignorance. Not to have the ignorance resolved. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. See, the word nadi, be very careful. Nadi literally means nerve. Nadi also means a blood vessel. So, nadyaha samhataha. See, usually all the blood vessels, all the nerves are converged where? Only in the physical heart. In our physical body, if we take all the nerves converge, and actually they remain clustered and they converge in the heart only, which is a physical heart, hridayam. And here, even though the word yatra nadyaha samhataha, that particular organ where, yatra, that particular organ where all the nerves, all the blood vessels converge. Finally, that is what physical heart. But the physical, why? Because it is the physical heart from where the blood is circulated through the blood vessels, through the nerves all over the body. Now the circulatory system itself, this blood circulation is happening only from the heart, where physical heart is mentioned. But physical heart is only literally mentioned. But what is implied is physical heart is the golakam for the antahkaranam, the mind, which is an indriyam. Physical heart is a golakam where the indriyam called mind is there. See, in psychology, they cannot explain the location of the mind. Where the mind is, they cannot say that. Whereas Vedanta Shastra makes it very clear, heart is the golakam and there mind is the indriyam obtaining within this heart. Always indriyam is imperceptible, golakam is perceptible. Like how you are seeing physical eye is a golakam, seeing power is imperceptible, seeing power is indriyam. Your physical ear is golakam, the hearing power is indriyam. Your nose is golakam, the power of smelling is indriyam. Your tongue is a golakam, the power of taste is indriyam. Your skin is golakam, the power of touch is indriyam. The indriyam is subtle, invisible, imperceptible. But still you can understand the presence of the indriyam. Similarly, mind is the indriyam, invisible, imperceptible, and for which the golakam is physical heart. So, yatra nadyaha samhataha means, here we say the physical heart where all the blood vessels finally, converge, which means all the blood vessels all over the, connecting the entire physical system, body, all the blood vessels actually finally connected to the physical heart. And the physical heart is the golakam where there is antahkaranam, the mind indriyam. Antahkarana indriyam is there in the physical heart, the golakam. And here, so that is where the mind is. So, yatra nadyaha samhataha. And how all the blood are connected to the heart. They say, ratanabo arahaiva. Just as the spokes of the wheel of the chariot converge, and the hub of the wheel, so also all the blood vessels converge here, the physical heart, and where there is mind. Indriyam. And in that mind alone, what now? Atma is manifest in various forms. Manifestations of the only Atma are many. And how many manifestations? That's why various manifestations of the only Atma in the mind. And if we understand this, the source of various manifestations is one and the only Atma. And if we discover the source of the manifestations in the mind, the manifestations are in the mind, name of knowledge, of various objects. You discover the source of manifestation, you have discovered the very reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is implied by the term Atma. Then, having discovered it, may you dwell upon the Swarup of the Atma. How do you dwell upon it? As with the help of Omkara, Om, Iti Dhyayata. If you dwell upon it, what will happen? You will have clear ascertained vision of the Atma, and you can resolve the Ahankara. First you resolve the ignorance, then you resolve the Ahankara, you can resolve the whole Jagat, and you can see all that is, there is only Brahma, which is Atma, and in the clear vision of the Atma, you can see when ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused all wrong notions resolve, then problems resolve, you discover the auspicious end in terms of moksha. Okay, this is the little meaning of the verse. Now here, how can you meditate upon the Atma with the help of Omkara? That is what's important lesson. How can you meditate upon the Atma, dwell upon the Atma with the help of Omkara? See, to dwell upon the Atma with the help of Omkara means you must know the meaning of Omkara first. How can you meditate upon, how can you take Omkara as the support if you do not know the meaning of Omkara? So for which you need to see the Omkaraha, I'm going out of the track now, out of this book, okay? Om iti dhyayata. How can you meditate upon the self with the help of Omkara? Means Om itself actually stands for omniscience, all knowledge. Om means omniscience. Omniscience means the lordship, all knowledge, all knowledge, all might, omnipresence, omnipotence. Om is equal to omniscience. Omniscience means omnipotence. Omnipotence means omnipresence. So this Omkaraha consists of three sounds, which you all know very well. Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. So here, the Akaraha stands for the entire objective universe experienced in the waking state. Because we have only three states of experience, there is no fourth state of experience. Akaraha, it is very beautifully explained in Mandukya Upanishad, which some of you have already studied with me. Still, I can briefly mention here. You don't need to do elaborately, but I can tell you very beautifully here. So Akaraha stands for the entire objective universe experienced in the waking state. And when you say the entire objective universe experienced in the waking state is symbolized by Akaraha, then the experience presupposes the experiencer. Therefore, the experiencer and the experienced world and the experience obtaining in the waking state is symbolized by Akaraha. Akaraha stands for experiencer, experience, experienced world obtaining in the waking state. Then Ukaraha also symbolizes the experiencer, experience, and experienced world obtaining in dream state. Then Makaraha also symbolizes the experiencer, experience, and experienced, okay, non-experience obtaining in the deep sleep state. So three sounds, Akara, Ukara, Makara, stand for the experienced, experiencer, experience, and experienced world obtaining in the waking state and dream state, and also the experiencer, the experienced and the unexperienced universe in the deep sleep state. So the deep sleep state is said to be, the unexperienced universe is what? Unexperienced universe means unmanifest universe. Experienced means manifest universe. The unmanifest is said to be karana prapancha, and manifest is said to be karya prapancha. Waking universe is karya prapancha, dream universe is karya prapancha, and the way deep sleep state, unexperienced universe is karana prapancha, causal universe we say. Now, so here the experienced universe, the existence of the experienced universe is possible because of the experience. The experience itself is possible because of the presence of the experiencer. Here the object of experience changes. The waking object, the object of experience available in the waking state is different. The object of experience available for experience in the dream state is different. And the object experienced in the deep sleep state is completely different. But the experiencer obtaining in each experience is the same. And that experiencer, the one and the only changeless experiencer available in all three changing states of experience is what? Is like the fourth person. Like the fourth person. Experiencer 1, experiencer 2, experiencer 3, they're not as though the three experiencers. No. The only experiencer who is like the fourth person is what? Which is distinct from the experienced world. And the experience, because of whose presence experience is possible, because of which the world itself is possible, experience of the world is possible, the experiencer is distinct from the experienced world. The objects of experience obtaining in three different states of experience, that experiencer is another than the formless abstract reality. Experiencer is none other than the abstract formless reality. And that reality is of the nature of knowing. Reality is of the nature of being conscious, being aware. Therefore, that reality is implied by the term consciousness or awareness or pure knowledge. It is this pure knowledge, consciousness or awareness is implied by the term Atma. So, Atma is equal to what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. The word Atma does not mean consciousness. The word Atma implies consciousness, because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, the experiencer obtaining in each state of experience is distinct from the experienced world, is the pure knowledge, by the term Atma, which is like the fourth person. Therefore, is also known as what? Turiyaha. Turiyaha means fourth. Atma is not the Turiyaha. You can never have Turiya Anubhava. Turiya experience is not at all possible. Why? Because the one because of whose presence the experience is possible is the Turiyaha. The Turiya cannot be experienced. You can never experience the Turiyaha, fourth person. Atma is not the fourth person. Like the fourth person, one who obtains that which obtains in all three states of experience as the experiencer is the Atma. And that Atma is now, is of the nature of formlessness, is abstract, is of the nature of changelessness, is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, we say that reality which is of the nature of knowing, which you arrive at as the surupam of the experiencer, is symbolized by the silence following Makara. Okay, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is symbolized by the silence following Makara. Om. 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 That silence is what? Between two ohms, there is silence. That silence symbolizes pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is the Turi Atma. But that consciousness which is distinct from the consciousness obtaining as the experiencer in all three states of experience, distinct from the experienced world and the experience, is Atma. So you arrive at the Omkaraha, you understand how the Atma is the Turiyaha. Atma is the pure knowledge, the source of all knowledge, because of which the known waking universe is possible, because of the presence of which the known dream world is possible, because of which the known unexperienced world is also possible, and that Atma is the source of all knowledge. The waking universe does not exist outside of independent of the Atma. The dream universe does not exist outside of independent of the Atma. The unmanifest universe also doesn't exist outside of or independent of the Atma. Therefore, the world enjoys its existence in knowledge. And the source of knowledge is Atma, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, Om is equal to Nirgunam Brahma also. Or Om is equal to Nirguna Swarupaha Atma. The Atma, the reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, the pure knowledge, which is the omniscience. For Om symbolizes also what? Omniscience. It's very difficult to simply talk about Omkara. It's not just the word. It's a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole, we say. So here, may you understand, when you analyze the meaning of Omkara, you understand, arrive at the reality. But that reality, you understand what the reality is, how the reality is. But you arrive at that reality only in your own mind. And you discover that and dwell upon that and ascertain that Swarupam, then resolve the ignorance in that very, very reality. And you arrive at the, you discover the moksha, which is actually discovering moksha, having the guns resolved in its own Swarupam, by discovering the Swarupam is what actually arriving at the auspicious end. This is the meaning. Well, let us see it again.
Araivarathanabho samhata yatra nadyaha Sayeshontascharate bahudha jayamanah Omityevam dhyayatha atmanam Swastivav parayatamasav parastat.
See, samsara has to be resolved. You hear, nothing can be destroyed. We cannot destroy samsara. We cannot destroy ignorance. Nothing can be destroyed. One, we can free ourselves from the hold of samsara, free ourselves from the hold of bondage, and for which ignorance has to be resolved. And to resolve ignorance, you have to discover its own sarupam. The truth of ignorance has to be discovered. The truth of the ignorance is the truth of the whole jagat. The truth of everything. The truth of everything is the truth of individual. The truth of individual is available for recognition within the mind. And where is that mind? Mind is within the heart, Golakam, called heart, where all the blood vessels converge. Okay. This is the meaning of the verse. Now, next again, I can go on a little more of the, explain the Swarupa of the Atma, which I will do again after completing the following verse. Because next verse also tells the Swarupa of the Atma only. Once you understand the Swarupa of the Atma, Swarupa means the essential nature of the reality implied by the term Atma. When you say Atma Swarupam, Brahma Swarupam means what? Essential nature of the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. But be very clear about it. Essential nature of the reality means what? Reality itself is abstract, subtlest, formless, attributeless. In fact, you can arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature. And especially reality can be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. This is how many times I'm telling in the class. Every class I tell you, reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. So once you arrive at that, which is of the nature of knowing, you have arrived at the truth. And okay, and then you, from there you understand how reality is of the nature of formlessness, changelessness, attributelessness, etc. And so again, it made very clear, earlier we saw guhayam nihitam, sannihitam, it is there in the cave of mind. But he, instead of using the term in the cave of mind, it is said differently. It is talking about what? Yatra nadyaha samhataha, where all the blood vessels converge, all the nerves converge. There is the physical heart. But there, why physical heart? In the physical heart, there is antahkaranam. Antaha charate. Within the mind, Atma is always moving. Moving means Atma exists, means Atma is available for recognition. Discover, dwell upon, ascertain, free yourself from the hold of ignorance and bondage. This is the teaching of this mantra. Now, these two, the following mantras, in some textbooks, they may give it as two different mantras. Sometimes given as one mantra also. Don't get confused. If you happen to see any other publication of apart from our publication, don't get confused. Okay? Number may be different, but the same. Yas sarvajna sarvavid yas sesha mahima bhuvi yas sarvajna sarvavid yas sesha mahima bhuvi. Divye brahmapure hyeshah vyoman yatma pratishthitah yas sarvajna sarvavid
యస్యైష మహిమా భువి దివ్యే బ్రహ్మపురే హేషః వ్యోమన్ యాత్మా ప్రతిష్ఠితః యస్ సర్వజ్ఞః సర్వవిద్. రీడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ, అదర్వైజ్ యు విల్ గెట్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్. యస్ సర్వజ్ఞః సర్వవిద్ యస్యైష మహిమా భువి దివ్యే బ్రహ్మపురే హేషః వ్యోమన్యాత్మా ప్రతిష్ఠితః. అగైన్ ఉపనిషత్ రిపీట్స్, డోంట్ థింక్ ఐ ఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు రిపీట్. ఓకే, ఉపనిషత్ రిపీట్స్ వాట్ ద ఉపనిషత్ సే హియర్. యేష, సీ ద సెకండ్, లెట్స్ సీ ద ఫస్ట్ లిటిల్ మీనింగ్. యహ, యు నో, రిలేటివ్ ప్రొనౌన్, యు నో, రిలేటివ్ ప్రొనౌన్ మాస్కులిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్. యహ, ద వన్ హూ, హీ హూ. సర్వజ్ఞః ఇస్ అ మాస్కులిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్. సర్వజ్ఞః సర్వం జానాతి ఇతి సర్వజ్ఞః. జానాతి మీన్స్ నోస్. జ్ఞా ఇస్ ద రూట్ ఫర్ ద వర్బ్ జానాతి. యు నో దట్ జ్ఞా ఇస్ ద రూట్ అండ్ ద వర్బ్ ఇస్ జానాతి, నోస్. అండ్ సర్వం జానాతి యహ సహ సర్వజ్ఞః. వన్ హూ నోస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ సర్వజ్ఞః. సర్వం జానాతి యహ సహ సర్వజ్ఞః. వేదజ్ఞః, వన్ హూ నోస్ వేద ఇస్ వేదజ్ఞః. యహ వేదం జానాతి సహ వేదజ్ఞః. యహ పాకం జానాతి సహ పాక్యజ్ఞః. సంస్కృతం జానాతి సహ సంస్కృతజ్ఞః. యహ పెయింటింగ్ జానాతి సహ పెయింటింగ్ జ్ఞః. ఓకే, యు హ్యాడ్ జ్ఞః, యు గెట్ దట్ వర్డ్. యహ డ్రైవింగ్ జానాతి సహ డ్రైవింగ్ జ్ఞః. ఎస్, యాడ్ జ్ఞ. మాస్కులిన్ జ్ఞః, ఫెమినిన్ జ్ఞా. ఓకే, నౌ సర్వజ్ఞః సర్వం జానాతి, వన్ హూ నోస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సర్వజ్ఞః. సో ఆల్ నోయింగ్ సర్వజ్ఞః, ఆల్ నోయింగ్ ఆమ్నిషియంట్. దెన్ సర్వవిద్, సర్వం వేత్తి. వేత్తి జానాతి, టూ డిఫరెంట్ వర్బ్స్ మీన్ ద సేమ్. వేత్తి ఆల్సో మీన్స్ నోస్. సర్వం వేత్తి ఇతి సర్వవిత్, తకార, బట్ బికాస్ సంధి ద దకార హ్యాస్ కమ్, యాక్చువల్లీ వర్బ్ ఇస్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ సర్వవిత్. సర్వవిత్, ఆల్ నోయింగ్ ఆమ్నిషియంట్, సేమ్ మీనింగ్. సర్వజ్ఞః అకారాంత శబ్ద, సర్వవిత్ తకారాంత శబ్ద, పుల్లింగ శబ్ద. సర్వవిత్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ఆల్ నోయింగ్. సర్వజ్ఞః ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ఆల్ నోయింగ్. But what is the difference? Why two words are used? That we have to understand. We'll see later on. Sarvajnyaha sarvavit. Yasya mahima. Yeshaha mahima bhuvi. Yasya, whose yeshaha mahima. This glory. Mahima, glory. Yeshaha mahima, this glory. భువి, భూ మీన్స్ ఎర్త్, భువి లోకేటివ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ భూ, అండర్స్టాండ్. భూ వన్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ మీన్స్ ఎర్త్, ఊ కారాంత శబ్ద. భూ మీన్స్ ఎర్త్ అండ్ భువి ఇస్ లోకేటివ్ ఆఫ్ భూ అండ్ భూవి మీన్స్ ఆన్ ది ఎర్త్, ఆన్ ది ఎర్త్ లోకేటివ్ కేస్ భూవి. దివ్యే బ్రహ్మపురే, దివ్యే బ్రహ్మపురే. సో బ్రహ్మ, దివ్యం ఇస్ అబ్జెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మపురం. దివ్యం బ్రహ్మపురం, దివ్యం బ్రహ్మపురం. బ్రహ్మపురం మీన్స్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, అన్ అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మపురం, అన్ అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. How can you say abode of Brahma? Brahman is all pervasive. Atma is all pervasive. How can you say place of Brahma?
which means the place where Brahman is available for recognition is said to be Brahmapuram. Okay? Brahmapuram is what? An abode of Brahma means the location, the locus where Brahman, all-pervasive reality, is available for recognition, understanding. That place is called Brahmapuram. Therefore, and reality is of the nature of effulgence, ever effulgence, self-effulgence, ever effulgence. Therefore, it is that place where available is also what? Divya, effulgent abode of reality is Divyam Brahmapuram. Divine Brahmapuram means effulgent abode of Brahman. Divyam Brahmapuram. Divye Brahmapure. Divya means effulgent. Effulgent is divine. That's all. He, we break it. He, eshaha, hyeshaha. He just is added to adjust the meter. Indeed, like that. He, yeshaha, this adjective of Atma, eshaha Atma, this Atma, vyomani pratishthitaha. This Atma is pratishthitaha. Pratishthitaha means what? Literally it means established, installed. Literally it means installed, established. But you take this, abides. This Atma abides. Pratishthitaha. Pratishthita literally means installed. You take it as abides. This Atma abides. Where? Eshaha Atma Pratishthitaha. Eshaha Atma Pratishthitaha. This all pervasive. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, reality abides. Where? Impermanent Atma abides where? Vyomani, in this space. Vyoman means space. Vyoman is a nakaranta shabdha. Vyoman. Nakaranta shabdha, which means space. This all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma abides in this space. In this space. Which space? Space obtaining within the heart. There's a space, no? There's a space inside the heart, you know that? That's why we divide them into four rooms, auricles and ventricles. There's a space. That's where blood can enter and come out. Space must be there. The four rooms, isn't it? Within that space, there is antahkaranam, mind. Indriyam is in. There's a space within the heart, and within that space, hridayakasha. Vyomani, in the hridayakasha, there is antahkaranam, mind. That mind what? That's why Brahmapuram, heart is your Brahmapuram. Okay, that is the abode of Brahman, means where Brahman is available for recognition. And it's ever effulgent, mind is ever effulgent, ever shining, because there is always knowledge. So, Divya Brahmapure Atma Pratishthitaha. Now here, Sarvajnaha, Sarvavit. Two words implying the nature of reality. And here we can say these two words are actually the words implying Ishvara. We'll say it now. Anyway. Yas sarvajna sarvavit yas isha mahima bhuvi divye brahma pure yeshaha Vyoman yatma pratishthitaha. Yeshaha atma divye brahmapure vyomani
ప్రతిష్ఠితః వ్యోమని ఆర్ వ్యోమ్ని, వ్యోమని ఆర్ వ్యోమ్ని, బోత్ ఆర్ కరెక్ట్. వ్యోమని ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు వ్యోమ్ని. వ్యోమ్ని ఇస్ అ లోకటివ్ ఆఫ్ వ్యోమన్. ఓకే, వ్యోమన్ మీన్స్ స్పేస్. సో దివ్యే బ్రహ్మపురే వ్యోమని ఏషః ఆత్మా ప్రతిష్ఠితః. దిస్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ ఇన్స్టాల్, దస్ ఆత్మా అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ ది స్పేస్. ఓకే, అండ్ వేర్ ఇన్ దర్ ఈస్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ది మైండ్. ఓకే, అండ్ దట్ విచ్ ఆత్మా, that atma who is sarvajna, who is sarvavit, and whose glory is on this earth, whose glory alone is there on this earth. It is a literal meaning. We'll see the following mantra later. We can together we can read. Manomaya prana sharira neta, మనోమయః ప్రాణ శరీర నేత, ప్రతిష్ఠితోన్నే హృదయం సన్నిధాయ, ప్రతిష్ఠితోన్నే హృదయం సన్నిధాయ, తద్విజ్ఞానేన పరిపశ్యంతి ధీరాః, తద్విజ్ఞానేన పరిపశ్యంతి ధీరాః, ఆనందరూపమమృతం యద్విభాతి, ఆనందరూపమమృతం యద్విభాతి, మనోమయః ప్రాణ శరీర నేత, ప్రతిష్ఠితోన్నే హృదయం సన్నిధాయ, తద్విజ్ఞానేన పరిపశ్యంతి ధీరాః, ఆనందరూపమమృతం యద్విభాతి. దిస్ ఆత్మా ఈ సర్వజ్ఞః, దిస్ ఆత్మా ఈ సర్వవిత్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆత్మా ఆన్ దిస్ ఎర్త్, అండ్ దిస్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ దిస్ ఆత్మా అబైడ్స్ ఆల్వేస్ in the effulgent Brahmapuram, obtained within the Hridayak, the space of the heart. This Atma is what? Manomayaha Prana Sharira Neta. Manomayaha. Manomayaha means one who is endowed with the mind, one who is in the form of mind, you can say one who is endowed with the mind. Does Atma have mind? No, Atma doesn't have a mind, but mind is there as the upadhi for the Atma. It is this Atma has this mind as the upadhi. Then prana sharira neta. Neta is what? రికారాంత పుల్లింగ శబ్ద, నేతృ శబ్ద, నేతృ. నేతృ మీన్స్ రికారాంత పుల్లింగ నేతృ శబ్ద. నేతృ మీన్స్ ద వన్ హు లీడ్స్. నయతి ఇతి నేత, నయతి ఇతి నేత, నేతృ లీడర్, వన్ హు లీడ్స్. ఇన్ నామినేటివ్ కేస్ నేతృ బికమ్స్ నేత. వన్ హు లీడ్స్, వన్ హు లీడ్స్ వాట్? ప్రాణ శరీరం. One who leads prana sharira, one because of whose presence, the one because of whose presence the physiological functions are possible, the physical body can be active and alive, physical body also enjoys existence. So the physical, the activity of the physical, but the life of physical body is possible, the functions are possible because of the presence of the Atma. Atma is said to be the leader of the body and pranas. The leader of the body and pranas.
And especially, not only the physical body, the shariram also means what? The entire subtle sukshma shariram. The because of whose presence physiological functions are possible, the function of mentation is possible, the functions of sense powers and powers of organs of actions are possible, that Atma is said to be Prana Sharira Neta. Prana Sharira Neta literally means what? The leader of the pranas and the body. The body implies a subtle body, Sukshma Shariram. So, the one whose presence enables the life of Sukshma Shariram. But for whose presence, Sukshma Shariram cannot even exist and cannot even become conscious and sentient. If Atma is said to be Prana Sharira Neta. Is it clear? Okay. I'm going to do literal meaning. We'll see that again. Pratishtitaha Anne. See, in Shariram, the word Shariram, mind, is also included. But first separately mentioned Mano Mayaha. Again, the mind is included in the Shariram also. Yet, Pratishtitaha Anne. That Avagraha is Akara. Pratishtitaha, again Pratishtitaha literally means installed, but here you should take it as abides. Anne Pratishtitaha. Anne, see, annam means food, you know that. And the physical body is implied by the word annam, because annam actually means food, but physical body is meant, implied by the word annam, because physical body is nothing but modified form of food, born of food, sustained by food, and modified form of food. Therefore, body is said to be implied with the term annam. So, anne means locative case of annam is anne, in the physical body. Okay, in the physical body, anne, in the physical body, pratishthitaha. Pratishthitaha is installed. Within the physical body, there is, as the very surupam or subtle body, Atma is pratishthitaha. And how? Hridayam sannidhaya. Hridayam sannidhaya. Hridayam means, literally means physical heart. But here physical hridayam, we take buddhi, the intellect. Sannidhaya. Sannidhati. So, we take it as sannidhaya, having as the basis, having the intellect as the basis, this Atma abides. Which Atma? The Atma whose presence enables subtle body survive. The Atma which alone has mind as the upadhi, the Atma abides. And okay, Atma, where is Atma available? The whole mantra describes where is Atma available for recognition. What is Atma? Manomayaha, Prana Sharira Neta, and Hridayam Sannidhaya, Anne Pratishthitaha. Having intellect as the basis, this Atma abides there. Which Atma? Atma having mind as the upadhi, Atma have the leader of the prana and other subtle aspects and the subtle body, the Atma is there. So what? You must discover that Atma. Why? Tad vijnanena, by discovering that Atma, tad vijnanena,
Tasya Atmanaha Vijnanena. By the knowledge of that Atma, by discovering that Atma, by knowing that Atma, Tad Vijnanena, Dhiraha Paripashyanti. By discovering that Atma, wise people, Dhiraha, wise people discover. Paripashyanti, they know. Paripashyanti means what? Without any doubt, clearly they see. Wise people clearly, doubtlessly see. Paripashyanti, what do they see? Ananda Rupam Amritam. Ananda Rupa means they see the reality in terms of its nature of fullness. Ananda Rupam and also Amritam. They see the reality clearly in terms of its nature of fullness. They see it in terms of its nature of timelessness. This is the reality very clearly. Dhiraha paripashyanti means simply see. Paripashyanti, clearly see, doubtlessly see. Very clearly they see. By knowing that Atma, they see along with the knowledge of the Atma, they also see this fullness being the very nature of the Atma, timelessness being the very nature of the Atma. Amritam paripashyanti means they understand. People who discover the reality, discover the nature of reality being fullness and timelessness. Amritam paripashyanti, anandarupam paripashyanti, and yad vibhati, which shines, vibhati, vividham bhati, vibhati, it always shines, Atma is ever shining. Always that which shines always. And that they discover this Atma which shines and they do not separately see the fullness. By discovering the Atma, tad vijnanena, simultaneously they discover fullness which is moksha, limitlessness. Simultaneously they discover happiness. Simultaneously they discover also what? Timelessness. Which is discovery of immortality. So discovering fullness is discovery of discovering happiness, which is discovery of moksha. And discovery of timelessness is what? Discovery of freedom from bondage of death. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay. I have to explain this mantra yet. This I need more time. For this complete explanation. I haven't explained anything. I just explained the literal meaning of. I have given you the literal meaning of the words. This is the mantra again. While this is the unformed, maybe I could do in the following class. Yes, sir. Every word needs to be unfolded. Sarvajna, sarvavit. Yesya, yeshaha mahima bhuvi. Yesya means what? Atmanaha. You can say in the place of Yaha, you can put Atma. Atma Sarvajna, Atma Sarvavit, Atmanaha Mahima, Yeshaha Mahima, Atmanaha Bhuvi. And Yeshaha Atma, Divye Brahmapure Vyomani Pratishthitaha. And what is that Atma? Manomayaha, Prana Sharira Neta Atma, Manomayaha Atma. Anne hridayam sannidhaya pratishthitaha. Atma is not, don't go searching for anywhere. Anne, in the very physical body, within the physical body, there is intellect, based on intellect, Atma is pratishthitaha. May you discover that. Tad vijnanena, by knowing that Atma, by the knowledge of that Atma,
Dhiraha, wise people, very clearly discover Ananda Rupam, the nature of fullness. They also discover the nature of timelessness. Discover immortality. Discovering immortality is what? Attainment of immortality. Okay? And Amritam Yad Vibhati, very shines, that which shines. Is the literal meaning of the verse, which I will do next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.